Donna. That's Morgan Wallen. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday morning. It's the 27th day of August. Banana Lovers Day today.
That's my day. I love bananas. Do you like bananas? You're like, it's here or there.
I don't have as much passion as you do, but yes, I will eat bananas from time to time.
I do. I love bananas.
It's also Kiss Me Day or First Kiss Day.
Well, that's appropriate.
It's a day set aside to honor Popeye and olive oil's first. Good morning. We're Joe and John. Three things you need to know this morning. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged yesterday. Just wanted to pound that into your head one more time.
Just one more.
By the way, we've come up with a list of 10 possible wedding venues for the pair here in South Jersey. Ooh. Check them out on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Kate May is planning to build an $8 million police headquarters. NJ.com reports city manager Paul Dietrich said contractor bids for the project are due September 9th, with construction expected to begin this fall. The new police headquarters will be located at the corner of Lafayette and St. John Streets.
Friends and patients said the physician who died Sunday in that boating accident at Barnegat Bay, Dr. Carl Chen, he's being remembered for his dedication and his love of the ocean. New Jersey State Police say Dr. Chen was killed this weekend when he and another person were thrown overboard after their boat hit a big wake off Little Egg Harbor. He's remembered as a dedicated father and physician. The 56-year-old doctor from Princeton would offer to conduct preseason physicals for his team's for his son's teammates who didn't have access to a doctor.
And your South Jersey weather for today, sunny and nice, high of 76.
0.3 with Joe and Jonna. Time now for Jonna's fangirl update.
Well, of course, it's all about Taylor and Travis this morning. It's the love story of her dreams. Taylor Swift is engaged to Travis Kelce, and the internet's broken, obviously. Everyone's trying to figure out how and when it really happened because, well, what they posted can't possibly be the real moment, right? Right? Well, we do know that it wasn't, but we do know from Travis's dad, Ed, thanks a lot, buddy, that it actually happened 2 weeks ago. Will they buy a shore house near his brother in Sea Isle? That's the real question, because the Kelces have a house there. Maybe Stone Harbor, where she grew up going. Time will tell. Everything we know about the proposal, it's up now. CatCountry1073.com. We got to move on to the engagement ring because it's so original. Nobody expected her, Travis, to get her a basic ring, right? Everyone's talking about it. It's designed by Artifacts Fine. It's a massive 10 to 15 carats. It's got on vintage gold, vintage yellow gold, too. It's worth over $1 million. Total showstopper. We've got the picks up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. If you haven't seen them already, that's Jonna's fangirl update on Cat Country 107.3.
Joe and Jonna, welcome to a Wednesday morning. You know what that means? A little good news. That's right. It's Good News Wednesday. We want to hear about and share your good news. Hit us up at the Cat Country 107.3 app at the message us button, or you can call us at 609-383-107. Did Zach Brown Band with Joe and John. It's Cat Country 107.3. School kids are back to school next week already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't believe it. Back to school. Are you ready? We'd like to help you out with a $500 prepaid Visa card that you can use for back to school shopping. Win it now in the Cat Country 107.3 app and at Cat Country 107. Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country joke of the morning. Brought to you by our fine friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't you miss out. That's Bridgeton Auto Mall. Cheryl lives in Galway. She sent us the joke from yesterday. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks, Cheryl.
All night long, a guy dreams about the number 5. He awakens in the morning and sees 5:55 on his clock. When he goes to the kitchen, he sees May the 5th on the calendar. Reading the newspaper, he notices a horse named Mr. 5x5 running in the 5th race. It comes to him like a bolt from the blue. He calls his bookie and bets $500 on the horse to win. The horse comes in 5th place. Joe and Jonna. Jonna, it's Wednesday. You know what that means, don't you? Sure could use a little
good news today. Yep.
That's right.
Right there.
It's Good News Wednesday. We want to share your good news. Let us know, 609-383-1073, or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have a bunch of good news in already. We'd love to share yours at 720. Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
Where are we going?
London, England. A woman arrested after she set fire to her boyfriend's car. Whoops. Wait a minute. It wasn't her boyfriend's car after all, but actually some other guy's car. Where's Carrie Underwood when you need her? Good morning. We're Joe and John. Three things you need to know this morning. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged yesterday. Just wanted to pound that into your head one more time.
Just one more.
By the way, we've come up with a list of 10 possible wedding venues for the pair here in South Jersey. Ooh. Check them out on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Kate May is planning to build an $8 million police headquarters. NJ.com reports city manager Paul Dietrich said contractor bids for the project are due September 9th, with construction expected to begin this fall. The new police headquarters will be located at the corner of Lafayette and St. John Streets.
Friends and patients said the physician who died Sunday in that boating accident at Barnegat Bay, Dr. Carl Chen, he's being remembered for his dedication and his love of the ocean. New Jersey State Police say Dr. Chen was killed this weekend when he and another person were thrown overboard after their boat hit a big wake off Little Egg Harbor. He's remembered as a dedicated father and physician. The 56-year-old doctor from Princeton would offer to conduct preseason physicals for his team's, for his son's teammates who didn't have access to a doctor.
And your South Jersey weather for today, sunny and nice, high of 76.
It seems like Friday or at least Thursday, but it's only Wednesday. Birthday shout-out time on Cat Country.
Here we go.
Happy birthday, Stacy Hartman. Julie Hoagland from Collings Lakes celebrates today. Patrick George of Manahawkin is 52. Happy birthday, Patrick. Happy birthday to Lori Oberman of Egg Harbor Township. Sydney DeCamp of Chatsworth is 25. Happy birthday, Sydney.
Happy birthday.
Chatsworth Cranberry Festival.
Yeah.
Less than 2 months away.
Yeah.
Ed Tonneson of Manahawkin is 89. Happy birthday, Ed. Happy birthday to Pete D'Amico of Mays Landing. Lisa Brady of Ventnor has a birthday. Lori Oberman of Egg Harbor Township. Happy birthday, Lori. Happy birthday to Katie Dawson. Aunt Young of Williamstown has a birthday. Happy birthday, Anthony. And I think that's it. We miss you. Happy one to you as well.
Cole Ford's birthday is today. He's 56. Forgot to throw that in there.
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Sydney DeCamp of Chatsworth. Woo! Sydney, 20. It's a Wednesday morning. You know what that means. It's Good News Wednesday. We want to share your good news, 609-383-1073, or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Let us know the good things that are happening in your life. Mike Ridgway says, I'm on vacation starting Friday. That sounds like, so are you?
Yes, I am. I'm so excited. That is some good news. That's my good news of the day.
Are you going on vacation with Michael?
No.
No, okay.
No, I am going away though, but no.
Rita says, my son and his beautiful bride are getting married today. Yes, aww. Yes, on a Wednesday. Congratulations,
congrats.
Rita. And you have some on our app.
That's wonderful. Yes, we do. So Sue says, good news is tomorrow she leaves for Florida for 16 days. That's some good news right there.
Wow.
That's a really long vacation.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on vacation for that long? That's like over 2 weeks.
Went on a 13, 14, or 15-day cruise once.
I feel like cruises are really long.
That was long.
Do you regret it? Like, were you ready to get back home?
I don't regret anything I've ever done, Jonna.
No, were you ready to get back home?
Yes. Yeah, it was enough.
Oh, all right.
That's went
really
to Alaska
thing.
For 10 days. That was better. That was better because it was more exciting. But the cruise, you know, after a while, it's the same.
Well, I feel like in Florida, there's so many places to explore.
Well, Florida, I mean, if you're going and staying somewhere or with someone in Florida, that could be different. But still, 16 days, that's long.
16 days is a really long time.
But once you get up to be my age, you kind of go to Florida and you're there extended period of time because that's required when you get old. So I don't know how old.
You're supposed
I don't know how old this person is, but the older you get, the more you need to be on vacation, I guess.
I say enjoy.
That's the rules.
Kids are back in school. You're going to have the whole state to yourself.
You got kids and you're going away for 16 days. You're very trusting. Well, or you have a good babysitter.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe they're staying with mom and dad. Who knows?
What else you got?
On the app, that's all I have on the app so far.
Oh, wait. This one just came in on the app from Andrea in Stone Harbor. Yesterday was a wonderful day. My daughter Taylor got engaged to a wonderful boy named Travis. Three mornings with Joe and Jonna. Maybe you heard of her. That's Taylor Swift. Big story yesterday. Taylor Swift announced on, she's doing on the gram, that she and Travis
were
engaged.
They're getting married, fam.
So a lot of people love this. A lot of people don't care. What I don't understand is people that respond and say, nobody cares. and I, you can respond and say, I don't care, but to say nobody cares is just
well, it's not
silly
true.
Because you know
there's definitely
a lot of people care.
Yeah.
A lot of people
now,
care.
Now, if you want to question why people care,
that's fine.
You can absolutely do that because she ain't going to be that excited for your engagement. Again, I'm just saying.
I'm fine if you say, I don't care, but to say nobody cares is wrong because obviously she's the most popular person on the planet right now, whether you like it or not.
People are very invested.
Yeah. So
you can't deny that.
They're going to get married. We don't know when or where. There are bets available, by the way. The odds on favorite for the wedding location is Tennessee, followed by Kansas City, New York City, Beverly Hills, and Rhode Island.
I feel like they're going to get married. I could see her. She has a house up there. I think she's got a house in
everywhere.
Like Nantucket or something. I could see that.
Of course, she grew up in going to Stone Harbor beaches. And we'd love for her to get married here in South Jersey. Matter of fact, we have a list of 10 possible wedding venues for Taylor and Travis here in South Jersey.
That would be such a curveball, wouldn't it, if she got married
here? The Carriage House in Galloway would be beautiful. Renault Winery. I said the Cape May Zoo would be fun, right?
How cool. And she does love animals.
Congress Hall in Cape May.
Gorgeous. I feel like she would do it somewhere where nobody would even expect.
My backyard would be a good guess.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know what? Nobody would guess that she would get married at your house.
My friend Steve Petrosh would be able to hook us up with some nice tents
and
for
you
my
know
backyard.
What? Do have beautiful woodlands
I'd mow the lawn and everything. Joe and Jana, that's Tyler Hubbard in Park. Hey, we got morning trivia coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes. For grabs, tickets to see Russell Dickerson. He's going to be at the Fillmore in Philadelphia in a couple weeks. We've got that for you. We're talking about Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, getting married. It's amazing all the bets that can be made in Las Vegas on their relationship already, their upcoming nuptials. You can bet on where the wedding will be taking place. We mentioned Tennessee, Kansas City, the favorites. You can bet on where the bachelor party will take place. Vegas, Miami, Austin, Texas, the top three bachelorette party locations, the top three favorites, Las Vegas, Miami, and Los Angeles. You can also bet on their honeymoon location. Hawaii is currently in front as the favorite.
They have all the money in the world. Why are we thinking small?
Hawaii is the most beautiful place I've ever been.
You have said that, and you've been a lot of places.
You can bet on who her wedding dress will be designed by.
I bet you already has this entire thing planned.
How many outfit changes at her wedding? The over-under is 2.5.
There's no way. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now. There's no way, judging by that girl's lyrics, from the time she was 14 to now, that she has not had this wedding planned in her head. She's probably got, it's probably done. The wedding plan is probably done right now.
You can vote on what you think the first song will be.
That's a good one.
The favorite is You're Still the One by Shania Twain right now. Up there for first song, Chicken Dance and Thriller.
You can
bet on what the flavor of their wedding cake will be.
Vanilla.
Red velvet is number one, vanilla number two, chocolate number three.
Vanilla.
How many slices Andy Reid will eat of the wedding cake?
Stop going for my Andy.
The over-under on that is 4.5 pieces.
I love Andy. Stop it. Leave my Andy alone.
Will Taylor Swift be pregnant before the year 2027? Yes is the favorite.
Yes.
You can also already bet on the baby's gender. It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana and Dirk Bentley. What was I thinking? Cat Country Morning Trivia is up next, brought to you by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. That's Matt Blatt Nissan. Phone number is 609-383-1073, or you can get us through the Cat Country 107.3 app at the Call Us button. The prize today, 2 tickets to see Russell Dickerson.
Ooh.
We just played his song, It Happens to Me, a few minutes ago. Russell Dickerson is going to be in Philadelphia at the Fillmore Friday, September 19th at 8 p.m. You have 2 tickets if you win trivia.
If you've never been to that venue, you're going to have so much fun. So much fun.
It's like Phil, but it's more. Fillmore.
Oh, get it?
Most of us have one of these. 4% of America has 2 of these. What is it? It's not a car. I thought car, but that's not it. Most of us have one of these, but 4% of America has. I'm the problem. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073. Or hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Prize today, 2 tickets to see singer Russell Dickerson. He's going to be at the Fillmore in Philadelphia Friday, September 19th at 8 p.m. Here's the question. Most of us, me included, I assume you are included as well, John. I have one but 4% of America has two. And I said, if you've had one, you've probably always had one. If you have two, you've probably always had two. Or pretty close to almost always.
Okay.
What is it? Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Is it credit card?
No, that's not it. Thank
Ooh,
you.
Ooh, good guess. Good
Hi,
guess.
Cat Country. What's your answer?
Oh, it's middle names.
That's absolutely right.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
How did you know that?
I guessed.
That's nuts. Good
what's
job.
Your name?
My name's Jim. I'm from Lenoka Harbor.
Jim, what's your middle name? Or do you have two?
It's Michael.
Jim, nice. We've got tickets for you to see Russell Dickerson. Congratulations. Unbelievable.
Hey, that is great. I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I've got one. You've got one, right? Ray Mornings with Joe and Jana. We were talking earlier about Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce getting engaged yesterday. And all the bets that are available, you can bet on just about anything already that has to do with their wedding or their honeymoon Nuts. Or their bachelorette parties. One thing you can also bet on, who sings first at the wedding reception? You want to guess who the favorite is? Who grabs the mic and starts singing first?
Jason. Duh.
Yeah, exactly right.
I mean, is that even a question? It will absolutely be Jason.
Travis's brother, yes. Kelce, is odds-on favorite to sing first at the wedding, followed by Travis and then Taylor.
I hope she takes a day off.
He's also the first
one. She shouldn't sing at all.
He's also the favorite for the first person to take off their shirt at the wedding reception.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. Good morning. We're things you need to know this morning. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged yesterday. Just wanted to pound that into your head one more time.
Just one more.
By the way, we've come up with a list of 10 possible wedding venues for the pair here in South Jersey. Ooh. Check them out on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Kate May is planning to build an $8 million police headquarters. NJ.com reports city manager Paul Dietrich said contractor bids for the project are due September 9th, with construction expected to begin this fall. The new police headquarters will be located at the corner of Lafayette and St. John Streets.
Friends and patients said the physician who died Sunday in that boating accident at Barnegat Bay, Dr. Carl Chen, he's being remembered for his dedication and his love of the ocean. New Jersey State Police say Dr. Chen was killed this weekend when he and another person were thrown overboard after their boat hit a big wake off Little Egg Harbor. He's remembered as a dedicated father and physician. The 56-year-old doctor from Princeton would offer to conduct preseason physicals for his team's for his son's teammates who didn't have access to a doctor.
And your South Jersey weather for today, sunny and nice, high of 76.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's Cat Country 107.3. On our website, catcountry1073.com, we've come up with a list of 10 possible locations here in South Jersey where Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce can get married, because they got engaged yesterday, in case you were like under a rock. I know maybe you don't care, but a lot of people do care. And we think, hey, Taylor grew up coming to Stone Harbor, so why not just get married here in South Jersey? It's where her future brother-in-law lives in Sia, so why not come and get married here? So we have a list of place suggestions here in South Jersey that Taylor can get married, including the Carriage House in Galloway Township, Atlantic City Country Club, Smithville Inn, the Grand Hotel or Congress Hall in Cape May. How about the Cape May Zoo? Open it to everyone. Take donations like they usually do at the zoo. As soon as the parking lot fills up, that's all that can come to Travis and Taylor's wedding. Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Moving closer to back to school time, we want to help you with your back to school shopping with $500. How would that be? You get a $500 prepaid Visa card if you win. You can enter right now at catcountry1073.com. Click on the Win Stuff button. Or go to the Cat Country 107.3 app. It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. I think we can officially announce Cash Cow is coming back.
Woo!
In just a few weeks, we're going to start Cash Cow again. $1,000 winners every day. The best way to prepare, if you aren't prepared, is to download the Cat Country 107.3 app.